Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour, brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, and Quality Nails. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Thank you, everyone. Glad to have you along as we talk about Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment here on episode 83 of the Dave Holly Hour. And yes, I am Dave Holly. There are no substitutes on this show for when it comes to hosting, but we may do something really unique when it comes to episode number 100. Is it too early, 17 weeks away, to start counting down toward it? You know what happens? That episode is going to be in October. Hopefully we'll have some crisper air. Wow, goodness gracious. It's been a little steamy of late, that is for sure. But we do live in South Dakota, the land of infinite variety. Well, our variety today includes a couple of executive directors that we'll be speaking with. Kellen Boyce is the executive director of Sioux Falls Arts Council. Nancy Halverson, executive director of Levitt at the Falls. It's big weekends for both of those organizations. Tonight, Sioux Falls Arts Council has its biannual Artists Awards. And then Friday night, Levitt at the Falls gets going again after a year-long hiatus from being out on the lawn down near Falls Park. Oh, it's got some good stuff. Ranky Tanky is going to be playing for you, and I'll let Nancy talk more about that when we chat with her later on in the hour. So, you know, big weekends, you know what that means. You know what we call Thursday.
To grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, aka Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner, it's here!
So long, hump day, and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near, and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty, we can't wait for Friday, so a day early, we start the party.
Oh, lift up whatever you're toasting with, milk, juice, water, coffee, tea, beer, a cocktail for me, Jack Daniels Diet Coke with a lime, we call him Jasper Newton. This week we're toasting something everybody should provide everyone else, and it's so nice when someone provides it to you, a simple courtesy such as opening the door. Yeah. As many of you know, we record about 90% of our conversations down at 9th and Phillips in that building, which houses Wood Grain. There is the Frontier Bank and Agua Fresh on the main floor. And the three of those allow me in that lobby area to conduct those conversations. And as I was making my way across the street with, let's see, I had my backpack that holds a lot of cables and so forth, and then I had my case that holds my mixer, and then I also had a little cooler along with me because it was dang hot that day. Well, somebody recognized the dang hot part and said, here, let me get that for you, and opened the door. And I was just so appreciative of that. Not only that, but then there's a second door once you get in that first one that leads you into the lobby. And sure enough, she opened that one for me, too. You know what? You think of that. Small courtesies can literally open doors. Hopefully, you're going to be courteous from now on, and you'll accept with gratitude anyone that is courteous toward you. That's one of the things that we start off every show with. The other would be
honorable mention.
Something throughout the week that made me smile or just brought a tear of joy to my face. Anything along that line. Well, many of you know that my wife and I especially are very, very fond of public displays of affection. You know, we hold hands. We're not afraid to kiss when we see each other. Hey, hi, hon. How you been? Did you have a great day if we meet up somewhere? Not afraid of that. And we applaud all the people that do. Normally, we'll find a young couple especially that is holding hands and we'll say, hey, good for you. But we've also applied that same theory to people our own age. And this week it goes out to a wonderful couple. And we happen to attend church with them. Melanie and Norman Bliss. Melanie and Norman are arts lovers, for one thing. But they sat a couple of pews in front of us. And when they were singing, I think it was the final song, the final hymn, we saw them holding hands. And it was just so, so touching. So, Melanie and Norman Bliss, you are this week's coveted honorable mention winners. Thank you for showing younger people what it's like to be in love. Okay, hey, thank you as well to our friends that are going to be on the show today. Coming up later, it's Nancy Halverson, Executive Director of Levitt at the Falls. They open up this weekend on Friday night with some great talent. Also, coming up in just a little bit here on the Dave Holly Hour, Executive Director Kellen Boyce of the Sioux Falls Arts Council. They have awards they're handing out tonight. We'll talk about it next.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but All Caps Fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
It's another Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversation on the Dave Holly Hour.
Welcome back to the Dave Holly Hour, everyone. I tell you, you know, the opening part, you know, when we do the toast, and we call it Weekend Eve because Thursday has opening nights. It has lots of festivities. It's also an award night tonight for the Sioux Falls Arts Council. Its Executive Director, Kellen Boyce, is with me. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Glad to hear that. It's been a while since we've had a chat. We see each other around the neighborhood from time to time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but we get a chance to talk about the Sioux Falls Arts Council for those that have never heard of it before. Before we get into awards and everything going on right now, give us the background of it. What is Sioux Falls Arts Council? Because we've got so many things we hear about, arts councils, art, this, that, and so mm-hmm. forth. What does this zero in on?
So the Sioux Falls Arts Council has been around since 1969. We've really kind of evolved in what we've done in the community. So before we were doing some programming, we'd be hosting events. Now we really are here to promote and uplift all the other organizations and the artists in the community that are doing those great things. So our big job is really promoting, being a cheerleader, advocating for the artists and the arts here in Sioux Falls and the surrounding areas.
And you've been at the helm of it for a few years now.
Yes.
Last year was a very interesting year for people.
Yes.
How did you guys get through it?
So I think with a lot of organizations, we had some time to step back from what we were doing currently or during that time and really try to figure out how can we help other groups navigate COVID and kind of the shutdown and in ways that we can stay relevant in that conversation. So we used to do Artist Connects where we would meet at a gallery mm-hmm. and everyone would get together. So instead of that, we would obviously do some online stuff or meet together via Zoom and continue those networking and collaborative kind of things, but definitely not in person. So we shifted a little bit, but really, you know, helping groups advocate for what they were doing. I think there were some groups that did a lot of still virtual stuff. So we continued to promote what they were doing and of course, other groups that were doing things with social distancing. So just making sure that people knew that there were still art events going on and there were things happening in the community, just not what we were used to seeing. So,
okay. Well, tonight's going to be a big night for you.
Yes.
Biannual awards.
Yes. What do we have going on?
So yes, the biannual awards. This was an event that we had last year booked, but of course we had to cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a year setback. So this is an event that we've hosted since 1999. It used to be called the Mayor's Awards in the Arts.
Right.
And this is my first time hosting this event or putting together and organizing it. And really, it's an opportunity for us to highlight who's in the community doing what. And actually, it's not up to us to nominate these people. It was their peers. So this is a peer-nominated system. We have four different awards that are set out. And so people were able to nominate groups, organizations, businesses, individual artists for these awards.
All right. So what are the four categories we have?
So there's the individual artists. So these are artists in the community that are, you know, doing things and I think once you kind of look at the nominees, you'll recognize a lot of
right.
them. People in the community that are, whether they're literary, music, performing, or visual arts, all these artists are in this category. There is our Forward Award, which is for a business that's helping, a business organization, individual helping organize, educate, and uplift the arts. And then the Innovation Award is for like an innovative project. And then we also have the Charlotte Carver Lifetime Achievement Award, which is named after Charlotte Carver, who many of you would know.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the executive directors for the Arts Council, Arts South Dakota, and she was a huge part of the arts scene. And so there's an award for a lifetime achievement for individuals in that category.
All right. Who are the nominees?
Oh,
there's a big list of some mighty fine performers, creators.
Yes. I mean, I think that there's, we had, 12 different nominees in our individual artist category. And again, I mean, there's just a lot of them. I guess I don't know if you want to talk about all of them.
Oh, let's talk about them, because there are some great people in these.
Yeah. So how should we go through this?
Oh, just whatever at the top of your list
okay.
and go on down.
Well, they're alphabetized, so I'll just go okay.
That's fine. Alphabetical order will
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Anna Youngers, Apollonia yeah. Davonia.
Davalonia.
See, this is where you're going to catch
Davalos,
me up.
Davalos, yeah.
Davalos. I'm going to butcher some names. This is, I'm not denouncing the names.
Yes,
no, she's amazing. Chuck Bennis.
Who has done some artwork for me.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
That's great. Cody Henrich.
Okay.
Amelia Van Aerts.
Yeah.
Jennifer White.
Jennifer White. Yo, I just saw some of her stuff recently. I had to actually walk through her studio to get to something else that I was doing. And, whoo, knocked you out of the park.
Jennifer's great. Yeah, her Post-Pilgrim Gallery has been around for a while. And if you get a chance to stop by there, it's
amazing.
She's got a lot of great art shows and kind of cross collaborations with different artists. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Laura Jewell.
Okay.
Mike Fleming. So he's at Third Eye Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Raheel?
Oh, the young lady that just won the Spoken Poetry Award nationally?
Yes.
Amazing.
Richard Swanson.
Okay.
Wes Eisenhower.
All right.
Yichun Lin.
All right. Boy, some great people on there. And you know, like you said, you know, wide variety. It's not just a visual artist. It's not just a spoken word. You know, Apollonia works with film and so forth. Chuck Bennis does a lot of murals, caricature, cartoon type work and so forth. You've got it covered. But you said, you know, the nice part about this is that they were nominated by somebody else. So that means you had 12 people that say, hey, you're really going to be taking a look at this artist.
Yes, yes. And what's great about it is that, I mean, anybody could have nominated anybody. And it's interesting to see a lot of people that were nominated by other artists. So these are definitely peer nominated.
Well, and you know, that's one thing that keeps coming up on this show all the time, no matter what type of art or entertainment it is that this community is very much a collaborative type of community, not a competitive community. And do you find that with the artists that come in and look to you as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think most people in the community are very collaborative. I find it very hard to find an artist that isn't.
Right.
Or at least helpful in some way. You know, if they're not actively trying to mentor or help another artist through critiques or cross collaborations. I mean, some of these artists work together quite a bit. I don't know. I don't think I've ever met an artist that wasn't willing to
help out.
Yeah. That's and maybe awesome. That's just our community, but I just feel like that's their nature too.
Exactly. So when it comes to the other awards, what do we have?
So there's also the Forward Art and Innovation Art Awards. And in that category, we have Goodnight Theater Collective.
Mm-hmm.
We have Market Beat.
Okay.
We have Headlights Theater.
That was an amazing show. I know they did a lot of them last year, but I saw the last one, and it was absolutely phenomenal.
Yes.
What a way to make art during a pandemic.
Yes, yes. No, I mean, I think they're doing more shows this year,
yeah,
too. So, and I'm always looking forward to those. It's fun little parking lot shows. The Levitt, and then Hannah Van Steenwick.
Okay.
She did a mural at the La Luna Cafe.
Oh.
On the ceiling.
Yes. Yep, I have seen that.
Yes. So just kind of a mixed spot of artists, organizations, and businesses that are all there supporting the arts and doing innovative work.
What does your job entail as executive director, besides everything you mentioned earlier, plus?
Oh, boy. For what I'm doing, as far as the role in this awards programming?
Well, both. Let's talk about the awards first, and then just in general, what the executive director does.
As far as just collecting submissions, letting everybody know what's happening. Right now I'm at the Arts Council. I do have an intern this summer, but generally it's just me in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course my board helping out, get the word out. But really promoting the event, trying to get people aware of it, organizing the venue and creating kind of the scene or what this was going to look like with my biannual awards in the Arts Committee through my board. And which is interesting because this year we're doing something a little bit different that we haven't done in the past, I guess, but adding performances in. So not just giving awards away, but we have a budget to pay honorariums to artists, mm-hmm, to actually perform during our award ceremony. So that was something new that we wanted to incorporate. And we had thought about this last year when we were thinking of canceling it, and we thought about maybe doing a virtual event, but then we realized we really want to get people together because that's kind of what this,
exactly,
is about, is the artists and
well, especially at this time, you know, people feeling like we're getting out and mm-hmm, starting to get back to some normalcy. Is it still slated to be outside tonight?
Yes. Well, there is a contingency because it's a little early in the day here. It might be a little warm, so we may be moving the show inside.
Okay.
But that's just, we'll play it by ear. We'd love to be,
true,
outside because,
yeah,
it's such a wonderful,
it's a beautiful spot,
the sculpture garden,
yeah,
is so beautiful. And so we really want to try to stay there, but we understand that not everybody can handle that much heat.
Or you'll be selling a boatload of water.
Yes, we'll maybe have fans, misters, maybe,
true,
get misting tents
they
out
might
there.
Need to, that's for sure.
But we'll make sure that everybody's comfortable. So no matter whether we're inside or outside, it will be a great event and at least be comfortable. But yeah, I don't know if we're going to be outside for sure.
Okay.
Yet. We're still waiting.
Yep. Play it by ear. That's,
yes,
the best way. In the meantime, then, what about your job regularly? Is it mostly just the advocacy part or fundraising? Or what do you concentrate on when you go into the office?
Well, there's kind of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Without other office staff, I mean, I have, like I said, the intern this summer. Primarily working with my development group to help do the fundraising, but a lot of that is on me as far as getting out the annual letters and making sure our donors know different ways and opportunities that we can, what we're doing in the community and different ways that they can help out with our mission. Promotion, PR, those things. And then, of course, working one-on-one with individual artists and the artist organizations here in town about annually. We're trying to go out a little more than twice a year now, but with COVID, it was a little hard. It's just reaching out to each of the arts organizations and finding out, you know, what are their new programming? Is there ways that we can help or partner with them to get the word out more about what they're doing or if there's places that they need help with? So, you know, I like to say, like, we even reach out to the Washington Pavilion. I mean, they have a lot going on, but they still need some help with some things.
Right.
To, like, Goodnight Theater Collective. We're working with just any group of any size to really make sure that we're doing the best we can to really highlight the things that they're doing.
And the great thing is that individual artists or artist groups can also put their own submissions in online as to, you know, getting involved in your directory. And I think that's been one of the things since you've been at the helm that is growing just tremendously, along with social media.
Yeah, yeah. Our artist directory, it started off, when I started, there was one artist on it, and we have about 105 now.
Wow.
So we're growing that every year. We kind of have a goal to get about 100 artists onboarded every year. And it does take a while because not everybody is tech savvy. Some people need a little help. I've sat on the phone one-on-one with people for an hour and made sure that we got them on the directory that they're able to get on. And what's great about that is it gives you a space online. So maybe you don't have a website, or maybe
right.
you do, and you can promote
that. Cross-promote, right.
Yeah, yeah, you can actually add that. And then another great thing about it is you have a little anonymity. You don't have to put your email address, or if you want people to contact you, maybe do commission work, people can email you through the website so that you don't have to leave out put your information on there if you don't want. So that's been kind of nice for some artists that are just kind of putting their toe in the water, just getting a feel for things, that they're, you know, can not, I guess, pursue a request for art if they don't want to. And we've seen more and more artists sign up for the directory because they have that feature that they can kind of stay under the radar and just kind of get a feel for it. But to also see artists go back and like enhance their directory postings, so you can put up to 25 photos on there. Sometimes they start with one, and then as you know the months go by, you see more and more pictures populate on their site, and maybe they add in their social media stuff, or they just kind of, you know, so you don't have to just go full bore when you get on that directory. But it's also a great way for other artists to collect or collaborate with each other. And you'd be surprised how many times I get a phone call of somebody at a business, I want an artist to hang their artwork here. And it's really not up to me to say, oh, you know, you should contact so-and-so, or it's so-and-so.
Please take a look.
Yeah, I'd say, go to our artist directory. You can scan through and look through all these artists' sites and pick an artist from there. So it really gives us an opportunity to showcase individual artists in a space that it's not, there's no favorites. I mean, it's really what you're putting out there to the world that we're supporting. So.
Well, you've also been putting out into Instagram and so forth a lot of great stuff, showing off, you know, the past few weeks, the nominees and so forth that we talked about already, but to also just in general kind of featuring somebody from time to time and to take a look at and, you know, then go to the directory and learn more about them. It's fantastic. I've really enjoyed seeing that.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the nice features is we highlight a artists from our artist directory and organization that's listed, as well as we'll send out monthly emails, or sometimes more than that if there's more opportunities, directly to that email list that we have of those artists on the directory. Opportunities, calls for art, anything from an artist residency to a grant or anything that can really help them move forward what they're doing. So that's one of the things we're really excited about, is to keep developing that. And then, you know, maybe for musicians, try a little bit different techniques to really kind of highlight, because what they're doing is not visual arts, obviously.
True.
Our site kind of works really well for visual arts, but how can we really expand it to kind of get performing artists, more of them involved, as well as musicians? So.
Okay, we look forward to that then. So you're looking to grow that, but how else are you looking to grow Sioux Falls Arts Council?
You know, one of the things, I think when I first got in, I didn't want to come in and just say, this is all the things that we need to do, is really spend some time talking with artists, talking with arts organizations, and finding out what the next steps are for the Arts Council. Because again, we've always changed and evolved for our community. So finding the holes and filling them. One of the things that we've been really trying hard at is identifying things that are missing in the community and working with them. So one of the things that we do, and we have been doing, is we physically sponsor different groups in the community. So an arts group that is doing something that is a lack of, I guess one example is recently, so Sioux Falls Stage is one of the groups that we started fiscally sponsoring last year. And Luke came to us and was talking about how he had put together this great magazine, and I think we've all picked it up. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Really well done.
And might just even see somebody recognized on the July cover.
Oh, maybe you. So what's great about that is what Luke's trying to do is really connect the arts. And that's something we feel really passionate about. But also when he looked at, I think, the model of what he was trying to do as a business, it really wasn't working out that way. So the idea of being able to get donations and get sponsorships as a nonprofit was definitely something that he was wanting to explore. So we started working with him on that. And through that, he was able to get a grant through the Sioux Falls Area Community Foundation to expand his magazine. So that was something that we were really excited about. The first year he jumped on, and within the first 3 months, he's written a grant and received a grant. So he's got full funding, so he can really expand and explore what he's already currently doing, which is already amazing, right?
Oh, fantastic stuff. The man is, first of all, I don't think he sleeps.
We're pretty sure he doesn't.
Yeah. But he's involved in so many things and does such great work. You know, and it's great that he gives out awards, but somebody needs to give that man an award.
I know. So that you know, that's one of the things that we're really, you know, focused on is how we make that programming so that we're not necessarily deciding, oh, the Arts Council is going to put on all this program, but finding groups that really need that leg up to move things forward in a positive direction. And then the other thing that we're really realizing there's a lack of, and one of the things that I think in the next 5-10 years is really where you're gonna see the Arts Council really standing up as being as more of a granting organization.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a couple groups that you can apply for a grant as an artist, but they're kind of few and far between. And locally, for like the Sioux Falls area, I mean, we take a big chunk of the state, right? And so, you know, when you're looking maybe at the South Dakota Arts Council to get a grant, they have some wonderful granting programs and artist residency programs, but it's a big state, right?
They're not going to focus in just on the biggest city. They're going to be focused everywhere.
Yeah, and even with that, like the Sioux Falls Area Community Foundation, they have a lot of requests, but they're not all, you know, when they get an arts request, they try to provide funding for those. But there's a lot of them along with some human services that also need to be taken care of. So we're realizing there's just like kind of a hole there, you know, of artists to be able to provide grants for artists just to work, maybe micro grants for artists to create projects and stuff. But something that's maybe not as cumbersome as your regular grants process, that's a little more kind of, I don't know if you'd seen the process go through Art South Dakota for their Artist Emergency Fund.
Yes.
Was really quick and easy. Artists were able to get paid and kind of keep moving forward. So that's really kind of what we're looking at of expanding into that field, because we know there's a lot of artists. They have some great ideas. They just don't have the funding, you know, and if we can cycle those through enough, you know, quarterly or whatever that is, we can start looking around at our city and seeing projects that people have wanted to do. I wanted to do a mural there, but I didn't have the right way to get funds. You know, to be able to provide those funds, I think it'll be really exciting to see the next, you know, 5 years develop and what we can do to really inject into the community funding that will promote the arts in a positive way.
Speaking of murals, just in general, we are seeing more art around our streets and around our neighborhoods and so forth. One of the things you've been involved with this organization is getting the art boxes. Tell us more about that.
Oh, excuse me. Yes. So last year we were approached by DTSF and the City of Sioux Falls to help them with a call for art for 26 utility boxes downtown. To have artists submit their work and essentially get printed out to be wrapped on a vinyl graphic. And we're just finalizing that process right now. I was just sitting with Joe Batchelor from DTSF just before this meeting. I was running late to your show just to kind of finalize that process. But we had over 176 submissions through that process.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, and I think part of that was we tried to really identify communities that we haven't reached out to before. I mean, not everybody watches and looks at my Facebook page from the Arts Council, right? So working with different groups like the Bishop Dudley and the Union Gospel Mission, Lutheran Social Services, the Multicultural Center, some of these other groups that we traditionally don't think of sending these calls for art out to, as well as working with those community partners to really create a really equitable process as much as possible. So we went from having a real formalized, when we first kind of rolled this out, we had kind of more of a formal process where it was very much you had to have a computer and it was very digital based, to having a trifold brochure that you pick up at the local library that you can actually pick up and draw right on. And we also got submissions digitally, of course, but creating the access point and then making sure that we worked with those community partners that helped us create the brochure and really made it more equitable to really inform them on how to talk with the guests and the people that they work with day to day on like how to make this happen. One of the things we did was we had them translated into 6 different languages, the top languages spoken in Sioux Falls. as well as provided a budget for a cultural interpreter. So if somebody needed a little extra help trying to figure out the process, that we had that budget set aside for that. So those are some of the things that we were trying with that project. And I mean, when you see when people will walk around and see all these 26 boxes, it really represents our community as a whole. Not just the people that would traditionally go to my Facebook page and see my post. So,
and it makes the city look a whole lot better, too, when you have utility boxes looking nice.
Yes, yes. And it's going to be amazing. I mean, we have from the idea was that we wanted artists represented from all age groups of all skill levels. So you'll see some artists that you recognize, and you'll see some artists that you've never met before. And the nice thing about these art boxes, they'll have a design wrapped on the outside, and DTSF is working through their app to create a process where you can scan it and then read more about that artist, read more about the work. So there's a little more dive down to it.
Yeah.
So if you're like a person that goes to a museum and reads the placards, like, this is going to be your jam. You're going to be able to do this for like a couple weeks, because there's so many boxes that you'll be able to go to and kind of tour.
Yeah. Great stuff. Well, so thankful that you are at the helm of this great organization now. And there's so much that's been getting done even during pandemic times. So that's great. But to tell us, you know, what you still see for the future besides some of the things you talked about for upcoming plans. You know, what do you want to be doing with this?
Oh, boy.
Besides the broad, hey, let's make it for the community. What are some of your dreams with this?
Oh, you always ask kind of a hard...
I get in one tough question per interview.
At the very end, you just throw the big one in there. You know, I think just overall, just continuously being curious and humbled by our community. I feel like I never want to lose that. I don't know if I can gain that too much, or I guess there's a point where I feel like you maybe think you've seen everything in Sioux Falls, but you really haven't. I feel like there's so many people we haven't met yet, that we haven't tapped into, that we haven't talked to. I wish I could say my goal is to meet all of the artists in the community and like see different ways that we can get them involved in what the Arts Council is doing and how they can connect with each other. But I don't think that's like an actual achievable goal. I think that's just something you always strive for.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I'm...
The numbers would be way up there, I think.
Yeah, but there's so many people. I mean, I just, by way of another group that we met, an artist that I've never even heard of, and she's making amazing like wood carvings, and she just does some just amazing work, and she's a brilliant artist, and it's just, you don't know. They're kind of everywhere.
Yeah, and somebody has turned a hobby into something profitable, or maybe even into a career. And that's what's been fantastic to see, is that the growing number of people that are actually not just, you know, doing some side gig stuff and so forth, but that are making it as artists and entertainers.
Yes, and I think that's something, too. I mean, if I could say, like, I think at one point there'll be a point where I could say I did this, would be just advocating to pay artists, to make
right.
a point, to value that as high as we value some other professions
exactly.
in our community, because... Honestly, it's kind of the first thing that people think, oh, you're just going to want to play for free here. You know, one of the things that we joked about with...
Yes, and that is always such a fun thing to hear as an artist or an entertainer. Oh, well, you know, we'll just get you, you know, some exposure.
Yes, well, and one thing that we kind of joked with the Biennial Awards and the Arts is we decided to forego the meatballs to pay our musicians. So
perfect.
You won't get
I
fed.
Like it.
You won't get fed, but our musicians will be paid and fed later.
Besides, it's after the supper hour anyway.
Yeah, we tried to organize that a little bit more, but I think, you know, just putting that for, you know, saying that and doing it is what's important for us. And I think that we're starting to do that more and more. And I think, you know, advocating for paying artists.
Perfect. We love it. All right. Kellen Boyce, thank you so much. Appreciate your time, and have fun with your awards today.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too.
quality nails. Call for an appointment, 605-334-1463.
He's a bit flirtatious, but most of all, fun. Here is Dave Holley.
Welcome back, everybody. It is time to talk more arts and entertainment here on the Dave Holley Hour. With me now, Nancy Halverson, Executive Director of Sioux Falls, Levitt at the Falls. Oh, wow. We missed it so much last year. Nancy, you have to be incredibly excited right now because you get going tomorrow night.
Yes, we are thrilled. Thanks for having me to talk about it.
And a long wait.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, you kept things, going and having some fun. Yeah. Levitt in the living room, the pop-ups and so forth. But still, there's nothing like being outside for live music.
Amen.
Yeah, and we are looking forward to it. And I know the last time we had you on, when you knew that at least you were going to be back outside, back during the winter, we were talking about this. And you didn't, you hinted a few things. You wouldn't let me know what the schedule was, it was going to be, all the big names, et cetera, et cetera. The only thing you did was say that we were going to get a new phrase. Ranky tanky.
Yeah,
there we go. All right. And they're going to open things up for you?
They are.
Excellent.
They're our opening act on Friday night. And, they won the Grammy Award this year for Best Regional Roots Music. And their music is based out of the Gullah Geechee tradition, which is from South Carolina. And it really is kind of that music that came over with the African slaves. Mm-hmm. And they kind of reinterpreted it. They're all from that Gullah community. So they own this music in a big way.
Right. Yeah. So it's not just the fact that they said, hey, let's go find something and put music to it, but it's them.
It's their music.
It's part of their heritage and part of their personalities.
That's right. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's the ranky tanky part. That means bring the party, and they're going to.
No, well, speaking of bring the party, I mean, you've had Apollonia Davalos, hosting things on South Dakota Public Broadcasting
love
for
that
you.
Girl.
Oh, she's amazing, isn't she?
Yes.
Just so much fun. So, will that continue while we continue with getting the live shows?
It will. So we've got a lot going on this year. So besides the live show, we've been building this relationship with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. And part of that is making sure that everything is always accessible to everybody, whether they're comfortable coming to the lawn or whether they're not quite there yet. So every show will be live streamed on our Levitt website, on YouTube, on Facebook, and on SDPBnet.
Excellent.
So we're excited about that. But then in the off season, we'll sort of be reinterpreting the video of these shows. And our good friend Apollonia is doing what we're calling shorts, dramatic shorts. So she's going to go out and do video projects when we do outreach with some of these artists. It will be re-edited and then put in as Levitt in your living room in our off season.
Wow. I tell you what, you've got it all down.
We got a lot going on.
Well, you had a little time to get ready in some ways.
We had some time to think.
But it's still crunch time now, isn't it?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Big time. And, there's so many details to come together, but it's just so exciting. We can't wait to have everybody out there with us on the lawn again.
All right. Now, the weather forecast is for a little warmth. It's rain or shine.
That's right.
Do you still have aren't there three different colors of flags?
We do. We've worked with the weather system. We have three flags. Green obviously means clear skies, let's go. Yellow means we're watching it, and red means we have to go home.
Okay.
So we pray we never have to pull.
But the yellow isn't necessarily, or the red isn't necessarily temperature wise. That's more, strong winds,
lightning,
and things along that line. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm assuming we still have beer trucks and everything else.
Yes.
Because I think you might go through a little bit of it tomorrow night.
Just a little bit. So JJ's will be out there, of course. Mm-hmm. And we'll also have food trucks. This year, we're adding Stensland's ice cream as well. So we want to keep people cool and hydrated and well-fed and happy.
All right. Excellent. So 2 years ago, I want to know what's changed from then to now in terms of when it comes to concert night. We can still bring our own lawn chairs and so forth. Umbrella thing?
Yes.
Where do we sit on that?
Great. Let's talk about all that. So as far as bringing your own things with you, We ask that everybody remember we are in a public park,
right,
which means you can bring your own food and you can bring your own non-alcoholic beverages. But if you want to enjoy an adult beverage, it has to be purchased there on site, and it can only be enjoyed on site.
Right.
It can't be carried off. So that's important. You can bring your own chairs if you like, but we also have chairs to rent,
mm-hmm,
and that's just $5 for the whole evening. And that money goes right back to helping support the music. So it's just like putting your money in the bucket, right? Just to help us keep going. As far as umbrellas, we understand that some people need to have a little bit of shade. So we ask, if you do have an umbrella, make it a small one. And please sit as far back or to the sides as possible so as not to obstruct other people's view.
Okay. Otherwise, just do like I would do. Big brim hat.
Big brim hat. That's what I've got.
That'll cover it.
Absolutely. And a lot of sunscreen. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to most this year?
Gosh, you know, this relationship with SDPB is adding another layer for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll be with us at every concert, that means they'll have their production on the big DAC board for every concert. So even if we're trying to social distance, people need a little extra space, you'll be able to see it on that big board for every concert. And that's a big deal to me.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you know what I always love about is the fact that you got a great sound system too.
Oh, yes. You know, I have to give a shout out, of course, to Rob and Joelle Euling. They run DMM Systems, mm-hmm, and they are our partners. I mean, big time partners. They make all the lighting sound happen, and they are the best of the best.
That's great. Now, one thing that we had talked about in the past is the fact that, you know, you got nice lights, but when the sun goes down here in South Dakota at this, you know, throughout the summer, you don't necessarily get the full effects of them.
Right.
But then there was also talk about going later in the season.
That's right. So this year we'll go through September 11th, which will allow us to be at that point, you know, in the year when we do have a little bit more darkness to play with the lighting. And I think in future years, you'll see us go even later. We're just slowly building to that 50 free concerts that are part of the kind of Levitt tradition.
So 40 this year.
40 this year.
And what all does it entail?
You know, every night, the lawn, so to speak, will open at 6 o'clock. Of course, it's a public park, so it's always open. But the food trucks and the drinks and all that and the music will start at around 6. At 6:30, the headliner will come out. And then at 7, 6:30 opening act. 7 o'clock headliner will start. And we run till about 9:30 every night, you know, somewhere in there between 9 and 9:30.
All right. The opening acts, are we speaking all local?
All local. We were really committed to that, and we're excited about it. Because of COVID and sharing spaces and all that kind of stuff, we did have to limit ourselves to solos and duos this year. So they're a little smaller. But next year, hopefully, we'll have full bands.
Yeah. I know that Matt D is very excited to be on.
We're excited to have him.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. His new album is amazing, by the way,
mm-hmm,
if you haven't heard it.
It is.
So local people, and then some big national acts, regional acts, and so mm-hmm forth. What are we talking about? I know that it was coming up. It seemed like we were going to have lots of themes, that there was going to be, you know, like a kind of a series of women artists. There was going to be a series of different, you know, things throughout the year.
We do. So we have 8 genres of music that we'll be doing, and they're kind of spread out throughout the season. So we have women in song, and that's groups that are led by strong women leads. We have Americana, obviously what that is, rock and blues. And then we have something we're calling Garden Fresh this year.
Okay.
And that's kind of the younger, maybe some hip hop, some rap, some funk, just kind of more on the edge things. But I think they're still really accessible for everybody. For example, one of the guys in there is Nerdy, who is actually the funkiest, funnest rap singer I've ever heard. And we're partnering the night of his concert with Comic-Con.
Oh, perfect.
So, you know, it's that kind of family-friendly fun stuff. Homegrown is another headliners, all local people. Super excited about that. You know, everybody's favorite Tonic Sulfa will be part of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course, East of Westerville is part of that crew.
Excellent.
We'll have Dallas Chief Eagle with us this year.
Really?
And he is actually part of another genre we're doing, which is our family shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 4 this summer that will be on Friday mornings at 10 o'clock. And they're really geared for the little ones. And so Dallas will be a part of that. So we're super excited about it all the way across the board. It's going to be a great season.
Yeah. Who was the most surprising to you that said, yes, love to be there?
Well, the one I was really like, This is my like shot in the dark. It was Ranky Tanky.
Okay.
You know, because they had just won the Grammy and are just under such, I don't know, everybody wants them. I thought this will be a long shot, but they said yes.
Fantastic. What's it take from step A, wanting them, to completion of getting them here?
A lot of phone call and a lot of prayer. So usually we start, once we, you know, kind of key in on an artist, we have to find out who their agent is, contact the agent, tell them that we're interested, kind of work a deal, and then the agent has to do their magic with routing and see if they can get the artist kind of on a route, multiple locations, so that we're somewhere in that mix. Otherwise, it's just too expensive to come on what would be like a one-off, right? So then we have to wait and make sure that works, and sometimes there's some wheeling and dealing again on dates and cost and all that, and then finally we get a deal, and then we contract it, and away we go.
Did the success of 2 years ago lead to more success for this year?
Yes. Yes. You know, these managers often manage multiple artists, and they all talk to each other, right? The managers talk to the artists, artists talk to the managers, artists talk to artists, managers to managers. So when an artist has a good experience or an agent has a good experience with us, that quickly goes down the pipeline. So this year, as soon as people heard that we were open, our phone was ringing off the hook with managers saying, I think I can get so-and-so your way. Do you want them? Do you want them? So that was really fun to be on the other end of that, right?
And instead of having to dial a number all the time, hoping that you get in touch with somebody.
Yeah, that first introduction is the hardest, but once they have a good experience, it goes pretty quickly.
And I think that's just going to lead to even more success. What are you looking, what will define success this year? Because, you know, you came out in your 30 shows in round number one 2 years ago. We're just erasing 2020 in some ways. But when it came to that and all the outdoor shows, you blew away expectations.
Thank you. Yeah. You know,
what are the levels you've got for a bar this year?
You know, we were thrilled at the response in 2019. I think my goal for this year is to continue that learning curve for our community about what the Levitt is, where we are, how to get there, how easy it is to access, but most importantly, that everyone is welcome, that this is for everyone. And I think for me, success will be when I look out on the lawn and I see people from every walk of life in our community, where they all feel like they can come and join us on the lawn. That to me will be the day that I'm like, yeah, we've done it.
Right. And then they can't say anything about the price since it's free.
That's right. And you know, I always say that to people because they'll say, well, I don't know if I like the music. So you got nothing to lose, right?
Yeah.
Come sit for 15 minutes. If it's not your cup of tea, come tomorrow. Maybe it'll be something else.
Or
you know?
If nothing else, at least sit through the opening act, then try the
headliner.
Try the headliner for a few minutes. If it's not,
that's okay. Yeah, there's plenty to do downtown, walk around.
That there is. You would be hard-pressed to say I'm bored here in the city of Sioux Falls in the arts and entertainment divisions. So what are you thinking that, you know, it will grow even more than past this year?
Oh, gosh, past this year, sure.
Want to get that 50.
Yeah.
That's a goal.
We'll be moving to 50. Of course, one of the things that happened this year because of COVID was we had to eliminate all of our international acts. We had about six that were scheduled, but because of their not being able to get visas and all of that, we had to cancel.
We're spending 14 days one spot, 14 days in another.
Yeah, they just couldn't do that. So I look forward to that coming back on our schedule. And many of them have said, let's just bounce to 2022. So, you know, we've already got that started, which I'm excited about. And then honestly, we really had some wonderful older artists on the roster who just said, I'm not ready to go back out on the road yet. So we're really hoping they'll come back. I'll tease you a little bit I know you're a fan.
I love the tease.
And I'll tell you that Marsha Ball was on our list and she decided not to tour this year, which about, I shed a tear over that one. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. But we're still talking to the agent, and hopefully we'll be able to get her back around. We'll see.
I'm
no waiting. Promises, but I'm sure going to try.
Yeah. Well, I know you'll try well. That's the thing. You know, it's not an easy spot for you, is it, being the head where you got to say, oh, well, you know, they just didn't. You keep trying.
We got to keep trying. That's what it's about.
So what are we looking at for the schedule this year? What's the typical weekend?
Okay, that's good. Thanks for that question. So the typical weekend in June and September will be Friday, Saturday night.
Okay.
In July and August, we're going to add in Thursdays. And then, of course, we've got those four Friday mornings for the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
So do go to our website and check out all those dates, because there's something for everybody and you're sure to come out and have a good time.
All right. What about 4th of July? Anything going on there on the 4th?
You know, 4th of July is not a weekend this year. It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Sunday.
No. Yeah.
So we will not have anything on the 4th. But, of course, East of Westerville is on the 3rd. So we'll be doing some special things with them.
Awesome. Yeah. And celebrating for the whole weekend, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't want to miss my own party on the 4th of July. That's why
go.
I was asking. So give us an idea of some of the acts that we're going to see.
Oh, gosh.
Since you don't have to tease it anymore.
I know. So, you know, we're opening with Ranky Tanky. We've talked about that. But then on Saturday night of this first weekend, we have Lucas Hoag. And Lucas is a country artist who has had, you know, chart-topping songs. Really a great guy. What is exciting about Lucas is he is really a patriot, and he has gone overseas and entertained our troops on many occasions.
A USO guy, huh?
Yeah, he really is. And so we're looking forward to that. So Sanford's going to be bringing over some veterans for us to celebrate that night, and I think it'll be really special. So that'll be great. Other ones I'm looking forward to, there's an artist named Chastity Brown that's coming later in the season. She is a powerhouse vocalist. I think people will really enjoy Chastity. Of course, our closing night, the Lowdown Brass Band, they're going to bring it. It's going to be so much fun. So there's just, like I say, there's just a little bit of something for everybody throughout the season. So no matter what night it is, come on down, check it out. It doesn't matter who the artist is on stage, because they're all phenomenal.
All right. So you were mentioning that, you know, a lot of managers and artists right now that couldn't perform or didn't want to quite this year, already saying, but hey, you know, don't forget about us next year. Obviously, that's going to make things easy. But then over the past few years, then, for what we have had, what do you think you want to get that we haven't yet?
Oh, gosh.
Is there a particular genre that you feel is missing, or another one you want to bring back?
You know, people always ask about bringing people back. There are so many phenomenal artists. I want to keep bringing fresh stuff for a while. I really do. And I do have one I'm looking at trying to get. Should I tease it?
Yes, tease it.
Who knows? Who knows if I'll get them or not? But there is a group called Tank and the Bangas that I want to get.
Tank and the Bangas.
Tank and the Bangas.
And what are Tank and the Bangas?
She is funk. She is party. She is just so great. She brings it. So looking forward to hopefully talking to her agent soon and seeing if we can get something on the schedule. You know, it's just, there's so many folks out there.
Well, you know, and here's what's great is the acts you bring in, we might not necessarily know right now, but after they've been here, and then all of a sudden you see their name pop up.
Absolutely.
In entertainment news and so forth. And I'm trying to remember, see if I get it. Was it Sherrod Allen? The trumpeter.
Yeah.
From New Orleans.
Yep.
There was something that popped up on national news about him the other day.
Yep.
It's like, he played here,
I know him.
I saw him, and he rocked.
Flor de Toliache.
Yeah.
Do you remember those guys?
Yes.
That was the mariachi band that actually covered Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Amazing. They were invited to open the Kennedy Center show.
That's obviously a selling point, too. Hey, you know, you might not know him yet, but first of all, you hear him. You might be going over to the merch table immediately afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, you might be seeing their name somewhere else down the line.
And we do talk about that a lot, right? These are emerging artists. These are artists that are just starting to get out there, which is why we can get them, because they are routing through cities our size and they're not playing the big arenas yet. So it's not crazy expensive for us to get them. I think it is a great way to introduce people. And also our Levitt in Your Living Room program is another way. You know, through the pandemic, all those episodes that we did, all those folks that you met are now going to be on our stage this summer. So, you know, we did a whole hour on Lucas, a whole hour on Chastity, a whole hour on Jackie Venson. They're going to be here this summer.
What do you look forward to most when it comes to a concert day?
That's a great question. I love that moment when I get to come on stage and look out at the audience and see everybody there and see the excitement in their eyes and to see, you know, people from all different walks of life on the lawn. Like I say, you know, that, as I mentioned before, that will be my moment when I say we've done it, is when I look out and see just all kinds of people on that lawn. We're getting there, and we really got there throughout our 2019 season, but I would love to see more of that.
Excellent. And we love to see everything that's happening at the Levitt. We are so excited for tomorrow night, Friday night, everything gets going. What's it take to get to Friday night during the week, though?
Oh, gosh. Right now, it's just deliveries and technical stuff and media and just lots of stuff, a lot of details this week.
Yep, and each one of them getting checkmarked off.
Amen.
All righty. It's always a pleasure. Of course, you are a listener, a longtime listener of the show.
Oh, yes.
And I have the usual two questions everybody gets. First of all, when you're not involved in the arts and entertainment world, what do you like to be entertained by?
You know, I just love hanging out with my family.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Okay. That pretty well answered question number two, then. Any other hobbies?
Family. Yeah.
That's a great thing to have as entertainment and as a hobby.
Yes, it is.
Well, we thank you so much. And best wishes on opening night.
Thank
tomorrow
you.
Night, the Levitt underway once again. Nancy Halverson, Executive Director, thank you so much for spending time with me.
Thank you.
And we'll be back to wrap up the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation, 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Thank you again to all of you with your likes, your shares, etc., everything you do on social media to help spread the word of the Dave Holly Hour. And of course, thank you for listening. You know, that's the big thing. We want you to be entertained. We want you to learn a little bit. Hopefully, we've accomplished both of those goals today. Want to let you know about something coming up in 2 weeks from tonight. Big D Entertainment, which is what produces this show, Big D Entertainment's going to be having a family-friendly variety show in Lenox, South Dakota, starting at 7:30 on June 24th at the Archery Shack / Smoke Shack. Tickets are only $10 for adults, $5 for those age 5 to 15. Under the age of 5, we'll get in free. We will make it a fun time for the whole family. You can pay cash and or Venmo at the door. Also, if you'd like to use Venmo to get some advance tickets, feel free. The username would be at Dave-Holly-1, and that's the numeral 1. So again, that's coming up 2 weeks from tonight in Lenox. Now, what's going on this weekend for me and the missus? Well, we have trivia. It's Wild Card Trivia Night in T, South Dakota at the Sky Lounge. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Ruggedly Handsome Trivia host will be back. And then Saturday night, we'll head to Rowena to get ourselves over to the Red Rock for some Crazy Frank karaoke. Now, please stay safe, hydrated, and everything else that you need to do to get through the what appears to be like the dog days of summer a month early. But it'll cool off a little bit next week, we've been told. So make sure you stay safe, drink lots of water, and be careful. Be kind to each other as well. My name is Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, and Quality Nails. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DaveHollyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional link section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holly on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holly Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.